Let me see here what we got. All right. Let's go ahead and get into some movie reviews. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Somebody said, ooh, yes.
But these movies, how am I not ready?
Yeah. Now, let's go ahead and get into this right now. Now, let's get into our first movie right here. And we're going to start out with The Rock, Martin. The Rock.
Straight ahead with The Rock.
Straight ahead with The Rock. Let's hit these people with The Rock, Martin. Now, the thing is, I want to start out with this because when people, we're talking about Skyscraper. And when people first saw the trailer for Skyscraper, and they saw The Rock do this. They said, that's fucking stupid.
Right.
I'm just here to let you know that it's even more stupid on the big screen than what you see on this little screen right here.
They cheat, though.
How do they cheat?
Well, because, whoever cut this trailer did this on purpose to make you go like, there's no way. And then when it's in the theater, the angle is different where you go like, all right, it doesn't seem quite so impossible.
I said, no, the angle of me made it look more dumb. I was like, ain't no goddamn way. And even look more,
the crane's closer. In the actual movie, Martin, the crane is closer.
We ain't going to get into debate. It's some dumb shit, all right? That's one thing we can agree on. It's some dumb shit right here. And you know, the thing is...
Why are you making me argue in favor of this?
Then don't. You know this shit is dumb. Why are you trying to...
I don't know.
You do this all the time. Martin, you shouldn't have been defending me half these years. I walk in the room and just piss off everybody. Like, forgive my friend. He's a good person. He's stupid, but he's good. Really, if you look at him up close.
we'll get into it. But
yeah, this is dumb. All right? And Martin, I know you're mad at me right now for talking about this right off the bat. But Martin, give me a chance right here because, you know, dumb right here could be good. We don't know. We could be having some good, stupid fun with this. We didn't get the review yet. Let us go ahead and get into the trailer. So Martin, come in and tell me how more full of shit I am. Martin, defend him. Man, you leave that baby alone. He can make that jump.
Nobody's making that jump. Carl Lewis in his prime wasn't making that jump.
Goddamn Hulk wouldn't be able to make that fucking jump right there. Let's go ahead and look at the trailer for this. And then we'll come back with our review and tell you if being dumb in this movie is a good thing or a bad thing.
FBI, show me your hands!
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Just a little nervous.
Wow, you look very handsome.
I just don't want to screw it up, you know?
You have been preparing for this meeting for 6 months. You've got this.
Let me ask you guys a question. Daddy loves who?
Me.
Daddy loves who?
Me!
Exactly. Daddy's gonna go make that.
Daddy hate both y'all.
Who, like, huh? Who does Daddy love most? All right, fight it out.
Breaks a broomstick.
Gross.
Mr. Sawyer, is your family enjoying their stay?
Very much so. They're shocked. You gave us the entire floor.
After your security assessment, what do you think of the building?
With all due respect, he's a glorified security guard.
Fuck.
Please.
You.
The Pearl is the tallest, most advanced building in the world. You've built a vertical city, but you've brought with it every single safety and security challenge that I could think of.
We thought this floor was empty.
So did I.
Not only have you brought them all indoors, but you've trapped them 240 floors in the air. No one really knows what would happen if things go wrong.
Oh, fuck.
But I'm just like a glorified security guard, so what the hell do I know anyway?
Wasn't that scene not in the movie?
It was not in the movie.
Yeah.
The 96th floor is on fire.
You're gonna be just fine, I promise you that.
No!
Daddy!
Tell me, how much do you love your family?
If we're gonna get out of here, you're gonna have to tell me the truth.
There's a reason they chose this building.
My family is the only thing that matters to me right now.
Watch The Rock dodge bullets and make this jump with a fake leg.
All on one leg. Fuck my family! to leave him up in there. Like I said, The Rock is The Rock. Man, he only need one leg. If I was The Rock, I'd saw off one of my legs. I ain't carrying all that weight around.
I don't need this.
I'm The Rock.
You puny man. Humans.
Saw my leg off and beat people with it, man. Okay, so you're looking at the trailer right here. Now, for a lot of you old school movie files out there, you're already looking at this. And you're looking at it and you say, man, this looks familiar. And of course, we all know what this movie reminds people of. I mean, especially if you go back way in the day, go back to 1974. You're already saying, man, this ain't nothing but the Tower Inferno.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
it's a Tower Inferno.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's back in the day where, you know, it's back in the 70s where when you used to be some big shit, you know, big actor, big actress.
Right, right.
And
they pot all of you in there for a big disaster movie.
Yeah, your career was kind of running down. Uh-huh. They throw your ass in the building to set it on fire.
Yeah, it was before they had Fantasy Island and the Love Boat.
Yeah, 1974 Tower Inferno. It's definitely shades of that in there. The building is burning. Got to get some people out of there before everybody dies. You know, and it takes a few heroes to do that. Of course, this is more Die Hard, though. People even saying it's a combination of Tower Inferno and Die Hard.
Yeah.
And it's more so Die Hard, especially when you consider that you have the whole angle of the terrorists taking over the building and there's one lone tough guy.
A family man.
And a family man that Martin, they didn't count on.
Right.
Who's that motherfucker?
So you take the Towering Inferno and you mix it with Die Hard and you set it in Hong Kong just to give everybody some xenophobia and that feeling of like, well, it's a different country. Who knows what rules they got?
Oh, yeah.
And you combine those three things and then you just make it as dumb as you possibly can.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you get this.
Well, no, Martin, it's like if you pretty much just stole Die Hard,
mm-hmm.
sucked the soul out of it, and just threw the dead body back up on the screen. I can't believe what I was looking at with that. I was like, God damn, if you're going to steal a classic, at least try to meet it halfway.
Why try?
Why try? Martin, Die Hard, people are already mad about this movie. Die Hard is considered a classic action film.
Well, you know it's a classic because so many people have tried to make movies like it.
Oh, yeah, including this one. And people look at this and they're thinking that, all right, you know what? If you could look, if you're going to rip off from the best, try to at least put some elements in there. Not this movie right here. This movie here, it's nothing but labels, really. It doesn't have any characters. All the characters in this are nothing but titles, nothing but types. Like I said, imagine taking every character from Die Hard and reducing them down to their most basic function. It's almost like everybody in this movie here, is in a rush. They're like, we ain't got time for personality. We gotta get this thing going. Shit, let's move. And take, for example, the cops here. You know, you remember Die Hard, how, you know, Bruce Willis, see, when he was running through the building and hiding from everybody, there was one cop out there that he talked to. There was one lone guy out there that he could actually relate to. And they had that witty banter going on. This movie says, we ain't got time for that. You know, these cops just do one thing, Martin. They have one job, and that's to look mad, look up at that building there,
right,
and occasionally say, where's he going? I mean, that is all they do. it ain't like when they had, you know, Urkel's neighbor talking.
Right,
you know?
right.
Carl Winslow, when he was sitting up there talking to Bruce Willis, nah, man, that witty banter, that human touch, that's not there. The family in this movie, the family's just there to be rescued. That's it. They're just there to sit down and wait and look scared until Daddy Rock come and get them. the villain. Oh, man, we got some. Tell me he like that good Euro trash like Alan Rickman, man. You know, Alan Rickman come in talking all that smooth shit. No, the villain, I ain't got time for that shit. I got one job. I got to come in here, kill people, and blow some shit up. And occasionally say something evil. That's it. Ain't got time for personality. We got to get this movie going. Explosions and fire. Are the stars here?
That's true. The explosion should get top billing.
But no, they
get more screen time than anybody.
They really do, man. They really do. It's funny because the villains. I mean, all these people ain't got no personality, really. Especially your man here, this Russian rat they got as a villain right here.
Scandinavian.
Is he Scandinavian?
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave him one.
Because I kept thinking he was South African, but they said he was Scandinavian.
Okay. Yeah, it really don't matter.
It really doesn't. But what made me laugh though was like your surprise villains. They cast guys who do nothing but play villains.
Yeah. Oh,
so
the
minute they show up on screen, you go, yeah, I think he's in on it.
I knew it.
Yeah, think he's going to betray him.
Yeah, I mean, you can look. They got dudes who, they're so villainous, they can't even sit down and be good, play the role of a good guy.
Right.
Like that dude that was talking shit to The Rock, I mean, he ain't even in his villainous part yet, and he's all like, he's nothing but an asshole security guard.
Right. They're either talking with sneering while they talk, or every scene after they deliver a dialogue with a smile, they're looking around with shifty eyes.
Yeah.
Always with the shifty eyes.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, come on.
That's one dude who didn't even say any words. He's just like,
Kept waiting for The Rock to come around and go like, I just saw you do that. I saw your eyes shift just then.
Motherfuckers twirling mustaches. Ain't even there.
I see you. What? No.
And if you don't believe me with the, I mean, they got one dude, one henchman. I will give it to one henchman. He tries to have a little bit of personality. Got more personality than his boss. He's got more personality than his boss, but he's completely worthless.
That's right. Listen to your mommy.
It's okay, guys. Everything's gonna be okay. Just do exactly what I say. Run! Ah!
Pulled out that knife for nothing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, having Noah Taylor as a villain, it's like when you have Steve Buscemi as a villain. You're like, yeah, man, I'm just not scared of you.
Yeah, fucking worthless. And even screaming like a British bitch. Fucking worthless. Pulled out that knife like he's gonna do something.
I just wanted to show it to you. My mama gave it to me.
Like, he's gonna do some shit. I have you now. Okay. Worthless, man. And he had personality. They got rid of that personality quick. And The Rock. I know. Now, see, you probably said, but The Rock. Now, The Rock got that charm. The Rock got that charisma.
I still say he does.
I say he does not that much. Look, The Rock gonna shine a little bit through some bullshit, a little bit. But in this movie, he's really reduced to a video game character. He runs, he jumps, and he fights. He punches. That's it.
All right, this is where I take exception to.
You can take all the exceptions you want. Here, but I just
announced I'm going to. Because the thing about this movie is, as dumb as it is, it starts out earnestly. I mean, it's going through it all where it's taking it seriously. And I was like, you know what? It's not like it's low quality. I mean, the premise is pretty absurd, and it gets more absurd every minute that clicks down. But they're putting this together in a way where I was like, all right, they really are trying to do something. They aren't just blowing it off. And The Rock in the beginning, he's very sympathetic. You see what he goes through to lose his leg and how he is with his family,
mm-hmm.
and the way they interact. You're like, you know, you have feeling for him. And when it starts out, he's not a Superman. He gets his, you know, when he's fighting, he's not just you know, beating the other guy. He's taking his lumps, and you feel for him.
Well, you know what? I will give you that. I even took notes right here. The Rock, you know, in most movies, you know, Dwayne Johnson, he's just beating people with ease.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes he's just beating people with a look. You know, just going in, choking people out. That's a big arm right there.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, I'm unbeatable. Can't nobody stop The Rock. But in this movie, he gets his ass beat.
Yeah.
Several times.
Yeah.
Several times. He gets a beat down. It's funny. I guess all his power was in that right leg. Because once they took that leg away, he was getting his ass whooped.
No. Okay, Cussie. You're gonna bring Shao and what he's holding behind those doors to me. or I'm going to throw your daughter off the roof.
Oh, why you say that?
Oh, shit. This is the part where you made the Rock mad. You going to get it? He like, you going to get it now? No, you know what happens right after that? He gets another ass whooping.
Yeah, no,
they beat his ass right back down.
He is the proverbial one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Yeah, yeah, just hopping around that one leg, getting the shit kicked out of him.
I mean, that's good for a guy with one leg, but he does only have one leg.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, but it's still, for me, that's in the beginning. Because later on, you're right, it does start out with him being sympathetic, but once the action starts, and look, I'm not even saying it's a bad thing, but once it starts, he is pretty much just a video game character, right down to where you even saw in the trailer where he's timing out his jumps like he's Super Mario or something. Look, his ass on fire right now.
And swinging like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like I said, for me, it's not that I'm like I said, you can have dumb fun with this, but when there's hardly anything for me to root for as people in this movie, our characters, that's where I just start to feel like, okay, I'm rooting not for them, and that's what a lot of people don't think. I'm rooting for these people in their situations. I'm not rooting for them as characters. I don't care about them as characters. Shit, there was a news story 2 weeks ago where a raccoon was doing the same thing right. that The Rock was doing, and I felt more for that raccoon.
A lot of people are talking about this raccoon and that 25-story climb. So here's Matt Gutman.
Come on, man.
The little raccoon scaled to internet stardom in the time it takes to climb a 25-story building.
This is skyscraper with a rat, man. You know, I felt just as much as I did, or more for that raccoon than I did for any of these characters in this movie. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, because the action speaks for itself. But as far as characters go, I was like, well, you know, I'm not really feeling anything for these people here, because I don't see them as people.
I felt like the first 15 minutes, it built up a cachet for me to have some attachment to them. And from what we've been seeing from the trailers, I was like, all right, let's get this stupid fest going. And I was surprised. I was like, you know, this movie's, it's preposterous. But at the same time, it's not dumb like I thought it was going to be.
It's as bad as dumb as I thought it was going to be.
Hold on. Wait for it. Uh-oh. Up until about the time when he scales up that crane, because he scales that crane in about 10, 15 minutes.
Thank you, Martin.
That is an all-day task.
Boy, you took my trump card. I was like, when am I have to pull this shit out?
No.
He climbed 96 stories.
Yeah.
In 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he's The Rock, but goddamn.
And the thing is, I thought, you know, just putting myself in his situation, because that's just what you're supposed to do, and knowing that his family was in a building where you watch one of the floors explode with mm-hmm. fire and it shot out, I'd be like, oh my God, my family just died.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Not, well, I got to get up there. I'm like, no. like, dude, you were this to all that up there.
Yeah.
There is no, I'm a Superman, I'm going to take care of this. This shit is over. Yeah, you got to start making funeral arrangements at that point.
And if they ain't dead, they gone, being ain't nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, nothing I can do about it. It's fire.
I'll be looking for my next wife in the crowd right now.
It is one of those movies where human beings act like they aren't mammals who are just inherently afraid of fire. They're around all this heat. And yeah, they have one of the people have a little trouble breathing. But they ain't sweating. They ain't acting like, yo, we're going to die here.
No.
It's just, yeah, I wish you were here and these terrorists weren't here. By the way, we're surrounded by fire. That's a huge thing. But what's funny to me is once you get to the crane, everything that's logical starts ticking away one by one. Anything you were holding on to before, they just start pulling pieces off the board and replacing it with retarded pieces.
Oh, yeah.
And I know people hate that word, but you got to see this movie just to see just how far it's willing to go. I dare you to not use that word when you watch
this.
Yeah. It's fun at times. Sometimes it is that stupid fun. And I have to give it credit in that there's times when he's holding on to a ledge and almost drops. And I was surprised by how much I was like, I am kind of into this. It is effective.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying. You know, the movie, because what they do is, what they've done is they have taken Die Hard, stripped it out of everything that had human charm in it, and ended up just making the Die Hard amusement park ride.
Yeah.
You know, it's an
amusement park ride.
Where that
and
ride
a video
would
game.
Go on for about 5 minutes, this goes on for about almost 2 hours, an hour and 45 minutes. And like I said, sometimes that can be fun if you take it that way. Like, I'm not sitting up here being, a stick in the mud. I know people can have fun if you know what you're getting into, because the movie does, it plays with a sense of height. It does get you with people, you know, where they're on structures that are wobbling and kind of about to crack, and you are in suspense. And some of these things, they do present it exactly like it is a thrill ride, and that's kind of what it is in a way. I mean, that's the only thing that's why I'm really criticizing it for. It's where it's a ride in the sense that we only have just the thread of a story to just take us from the next thrill to the next one, and those things often do play out like an amusement park ride.
We're gonna brace ourselves, all right?
Okay. I love you.
You better.
Shit, they're fucked. You're like, I didn't know it was gonna go that fast. Now, you know nobody be counting the whole time.
That's exactly what I thought. With all that centrifugal force, in a way
you know what I'm talking about. It's another calmly.
One,
five,
two,
four, three. You'd be like, you'd be on the ground. It'd be like, Mama, we here.
Yeah, man. The force would not allow you to just consciously go ahead and pull that lever.
Oh, no. Oh, hell no.
I mean, by this standard, they could have waited till they got to the bottom and then just stepped out of it and let it crash.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Whoo, that was close.
And that thing wouldn't have slowed down. They'd be soup by the time they hit the bottom.
I know. He hits the bottom, it opens, and they just pour out like a liquid. A hot liquid.
Be a pool with an afro and a perm on it. Yeah, man, yeah, you out of a wife and a son now. Maybe get that daughter. But I tell you who the biggest personality is in the movie. It's that building.
The building.
That building. And if you go in there for that, that is fine. There's so many obstacles in this building. It's almost like an action spook ride in a way.
Sure. I just love how it has all these bells and whistles and gadgets that make it almost like the holodeck on the Star Trek Enterprise, Starship Enterprise, because even that whole mirrored room, that whole Enter the Dragon thing they got going that they start out with, and you're like, huh, you sure it spends a lot of time showcasing this. I wonder if it's going to come up later.
Oh, yeah.
And the way they crowbar it in later where, you know, like, wow, you did all that just for this. I couldn't help but laugh.
No, they got things in there that serve no purpose at all. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But I tell you who the real person that you do root for in this movie. There is one person. It's that leg. That leg put in some work, man.
It did. It really saved the day, actually.
That leg is, that leg is another character. That leg saved The Rock about five times in this movie, man. That leg right there, I care more about that leg than any of those kids or that wife, man. That movie, they might as well call this movie The Rock and the Leg. Shit, put them in a movie together where they are solving crimes and fighting supervillains. Hell, put that leg in the next Fast and Furious movie. Let it drive a car. That leg, there were moments where that leg props shit open.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps traps from closing.
Yeah. Keeps him from falling off the building.
He's falling off a building. That leg's like, grab my foot.
Right.
I got you.
It's that point where he's trying to reach up, and he's this far down, and the leg's up here, and somehow he grabs it. Only way that could have happened is because the leg extended itself.
The leg reached out.
Yeah.
I got you. There's been so many movies where The Rock done got everybody, but that leg... Got you, buddy. Come on. You can do this. Red leg. I'm like, God damn, you have cut off that other leg. But, you know, when I look at this, I'm torn. I really am. I'm torn between looking at this as an action movie that is effective in certain parts and looking at it as a movie that, you know, for as dumb as this is, and as much as I want to excuse this for being dumb, it's just, it takes itself way too seriously. Like, this is a movie where I feel like, all right, I don't mind dumb fun. I don't mind being stupid. But, you know, put some work into stupid. You know what I'm saying? This script is so lazy.
It is lazy, especially the dialogue. I mean, it starts out like somebody cared, and then the longer it goes on, the more you just listen to the dialogue, especially toward the end.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that's just, it's cringeworthy how awkward it is.
Yeah, I love the way they play with structures in here. This is a movie of set pieces. It knows that this movie is, and that's what it plays on. That's fine. And it moves at a good pace. I mean, once it starts,
it does not slow down.
It does not slow down one bit, but the writing is so lazy that, you know, they're taking themselves so seriously. It's almost like they're too lazy to put in like a clever joke. They're too lazy to have these people actually be human with each other. And the writing is so lazy right here that, as Martin was mentioning earlier, I'm not kidding. It's just way too predictable. Now we know we know where this is going to go, where it's going to end up. As I said, if you take Die Hard and just strip it down of a lot of things, you still have this movie can see where it's going to end up. It ends up in the same spot practically. But the thing that happens in this film is that it's okay to be predictable, but when you write whole scenes out and they play out exactly as you wrote them out in your head, they had a guy get on screen, and this is early in the movie. I said, okay, I know your villainous twist. I know the speech you're going to give. Mm-hmm. I know how you're going to die. I even know the last speech that's going to be given.
Uh-huh.
That shit worked out to a T.
Yeah.
I never brag about knowing things and predicting things. Right. Usually I'm the dumb one. I can't see twists coming. If my dumb ass can write out a whole scene and it plays out that way, that's lazy. And I did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. At least I think I know. There's so many moments that could be. But I think I know what you mean.
And then they got things in the movie where they just, Martin is right, they built shit in this building.
Just.
And I'm like,
for the climax.
And you even look at it, it's like, why'd you spend money on this stupid shit?
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Because it makes for a cool shootout.
Right.
That's it. It's almost like the dude built this in the movie knowing, like, hey, terrorists are going to attack and it's going to look cool.
Inevitably, it's going to happen. I've seen Die Hard 1,300 times. I know what happens in these buildings. Now I'm set up for it.
Yeah. Hey, if we're going to get attacked, at least make it look cool. And I got to tell you, man, the dude that runs the building, let me see if I can find this guy. The Asian guy. No, I don't know his. I forgot his name. I just know this guy, and like
you know him as Lau.
I know him as the Asian guy from Batman.
Right.
Now you want to talk about somebody who's just a piece of wood? This dude right here, his building is getting attacked. Through this whole movie, he's like, "Oh, building's on fire. We must go." I'm like, you don't give a shit about yourself at all. No, I value life. Let's run. I want to yell cut in the middle of the movie.
Right.
Cut with feeling, goddammit.
And man, they use a tired plot device that I thought we had retired. And I thought it was happily retired. Now back in the 60s, it was always people were after the microfilm or the micro dot, so the Russians don't get it. But in the 90s, we start having like, oh, well, it's on a disk drive. Everybody's running after that.
Everybody trying to get that thumb drive from CBS.
Yeah, now it's like, oh, it's all about this thumb drive. It's like, just put it in the cloud. Put it on your Google Drive. Why are you walking around with hard media? This makes no sense.
At all, man.
All this?
Shit, we got
for this one thing that he could have transferred and emailed everybody?
Yeah, we got VPNs now.
Right.
You running around with a goddamn Hello Kitty thumb drive.
And in all this fire, you think the integrity of the data is still going to be there?
Yeah.
Sure, man. Okay.
You dumb fuck. And I'm going to tell you something. This plan that they have, it's the dumbest plan.
Oh, my God. It's the dumbest, most expensive, most convoluted plan. Like, every time I look at one of these movies, I'm always like, was there an easier way to do this? Yes.
Yes. It's a plan where I want to get this certain thing so that I don't have attention brought to myself. So I'm going to set a whole fucking skyscraper on fire. And call attention to myself.
The most famous skyscraper in Hong Kong. I'm going to set it on fire.
and the way they got that shit built, the way they got it financed, this dude did it. I don't want to say how they did it, but it is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
I mean, look, people, like I told you, dumb is okay, but you got to put some work in dumb. You just can't throw that shit out there.
Or let us know that you know it's dumb.
Exactly. By being a little self-reflexive.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Man, just a little wink and a nudge.
For the first third or half of it, I appreciated how serious they played it. But after a while, I'm like, all right, but y'all do know this is stupid, right?
Yeah.
Do you not know? Because don't act like I don't know, because I know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like you looking at me right in my face and saying, you know what, you stupid. Don't tell nobody. Sorry. it gets to a point you can just kind of be insulting with your stupidity when you're taking it too seriously.
Yeah, and I really was trying to go with it because like I said, when it started, I was like, you know what, this is kind of turned out better than I thought it was going to be. Let's just ride it out. All right, it's getting kind of silly, but that's okay. Hey, man, it's all entertainment. It's still entertaining.
It is. Yeah.
But there just comes a point. Certainly by the third act, I'm like, okay, if y'all don't give a shit, I don't give a shit.
Man, I thought you and I thought you and I gonna get into it.
No.
The way you jumping on me, man, this shit is a smart action movie.
No, I want to acknowledge that it started out okay, or at least better than I expected.
Yeah.
And it was fun in parts. It's entertaining. You can watch it and you can see the crowd it's going for.
No, and see, as much as I'm talking about how dumb this is, listen, that's me. I don't mind dumb fun, but like I said, if I can just write the movie when I'm like 15 minutes into it, I'm kind of turned off. But I will say that for a midsummer blockbuster, this is what usually midsummer blockbusters do.
Sure,
you know they're those movies where they're not that they're dumb, they're not that good, but do they entertain on a basic level? And this does. I don't think anybody's going to go see this and feel like they wasted their time if you are going in and knowing that, yes, this is about as dumb as it gets. But I would say that, I felt like myself, I had something more to do. <You know>? I was watching this and I was like, all right, I could be watching Die Hard right now. I don't know. I'm trying to put it a nice way, you know, but I'm not trying to look like a snob. But if you see it, fine. I'm giving this a rental. A lot of people probably see this. I would look. Full price is probably a lot. I would not go above a matinee. For myself, though, it is a rental, and it's a good rental. I had fun in certain parts, and it was effective. I like movies that play with hype, and it did that effectively in those parts. How you feel?
Rental, huh?
Yes, sir.
Dang. Yeah, it's a rental. And despite the things it does well, there's no excusing what happens toward the end of this movie.
No.
I honestly laughed out loud just in that. I don't believe I'm watching this. I don't believe y'all are doing. You really got the balls to just put this out there and not come back and go, guys, we got to fix this. And sure, it's that kind of movie that you might watch on your big screen TV that you rented and have fun with it. For me personally, I'd be watching it at first, and after a while, I start to laugh. And then I would say I'd get not so much bored, but I'd just be like, all right, there's a point where you check out, where you go like, mm-hmm. Okay, clearly they aren't going to do anything smart with this. I can pretty much figure out where the twists are going to go. They even got punk rock villains, which they don't do in America anymore, but they figure like, hey, it's China, we'll accept it. They do have that one cool chick who is everything Ruby Rose is. They keep wanting to do with her.
I will say the one thing about that. That's where they ripped off Die Hard so much.
Oh, yeah.
You have to draw a comparison. Like, the villain comes in with his crew, complete with the geek, the tech geek. The computer guy.
Yep.
The thugs,
yeah.
And then that one silent badass,
uh-huh.
You know, the one that just kills people without saying hardly anything. You know, I mean, yeah, we've seen this not only in Die Hard but in several movies.
Yeah, and the thing is, the movie like this, you know, the Die Hard model is the idea that, hey, this could be you. Just if things went wrong, you, a regular guy, could be in this situation. This ain't happening to nobody.
Oh, hell no. I tell you right now, my family's trapped in a situation like this, they gone.
No.
Hey, ain't jumping on no verticals and shit to do something. I know I'm going to die.
Right. And it's just so weird. So, like, so recently after seeing Rampage, the movies just kept kind of blending together for me. Because I was like, you know what? You might as well bring George the Gorilla into this, because it wouldn't make it any less realistic.
Oh, no. Not at all. In fact, it would have been better.
Yeah.
Shit, throw a flying wolf up in there. I got you, Rock Buddy. Yeah. What'd you do? Rental, right?
Rental, yeah.
Rental. Yeah. Yeah. I was sitting up here trying to insult my intelligence. Look at me straight in the face. Hey, Corey. Tell Corey he's stupid. What the fuck? I'm right here, man. Tell me yourself. Oh, Jesus. Jake been dying to talk about this.
I know. Ever since over there.
I know. I'm gonna bring you up, Jake. I'm just talking about. But you were cool when you left the theater. You know, I want to hear what Sammy said, because Sammy's sitting in the theater the whole time. I saw him biting his hand. I saw him jump.
Get him, Rock.
Hey, I jumped a couple of times too. But you know, that's why I want to know.
There's a couple times in there.
Legit jumps. Man. At the end of this movie, we tried to be respectful, but I just said when they got to that one moment, you know what I'm talking about, at the end, I just said fuck all y'all. You dumb. But once you left the theater, Jake was just like, I can't wait to talk about this. And I'm like, okay, man. I can't wait to talk about this tomorrow. Like, yeah, okay, Corey. We just saw Scott. No, man. Wasn't that crazy? You want to come on up?
Sure.
Oh, you guys come on up too. Yeah, come on, both of them. Let Sammy have this over here. They saw the movie with us. Get a second opinion. We gave it a rental, Martin. Let's see what these guys
think. Might like it better.
They might like it
They're
better.
They're younger.
You know, the youth.
And Sammy ain't seen shit. He probably haven't seen Die Hard.
I saw Die Hard last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, during the Christmas specials.
Oh, that's right.
Might even been the year before, even.
Oh, let me pull it out a little bit more. Damn, that's corny. What does it you think about this?
You were right. This movie is incredibly silly, and it's really predictable, and it's really dumb at times. But I can't lie, I had fun. And I did find it a lot better than Rampage. My problem with Rampage was I knew it was going to be dumb, but it was just way too dumb to me. This movie, yes, it's predictable. There's actors in these movies or this movie that are completely wasted. Noah Taylor and Pablo Schreiber, to be exact. But I cared about Dwayne Johnson. I know you didn't, which is fine. I thought he was really fleshed out. I like Neve Campbell a lot. She's not a damsel in distress like I thought she was going to be.
That's a good point. That was something I appreciated about it.
Yeah. The kids in the movie, you're right. They're not really good actors. And in fact, they don't really develop them at all. You just know their names.
No, they just said, like, we need two biracial kids. Come on up.
Yeah.
The villains, you're right. They're terrible. Not only are they terrible, but there's a part where they have a hacker in the movie, and he says, oh, I've done your job for you. And I'm like, oh, that's where you're going to get shot. And then, bam.
All right, I don't want to give any spoilers.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. But, you know, it's predictable, like you said.
All this training right here.
You gave away Noah Taylor. Come on now.
It was in the trailer. But,
But
it's one of these things where it's so on the line because the movie's so predictable.
That is true.
The moment he starts talking, you're like, I know where this is going to end up for you. How do you not know?
Yeah. No, that is completely true, man. I mean, look.
Because when you're around villains who shoot up everybody, why are you not on edge the whole time?
Well, that was the thing. It was only – he could only decipher it. He thought he was safe because he was the only one in the world, and it didn't matter. They didn't need to undecipher it, so they just did it, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love the ending, but I love the ending because I was sitting next to you and we couldn't stop laughing. It was so funny. I find it better than Rampage. I liked it. It's not a great movie by any means, but if I went to go see it again, I'd go see it at a low matinee.
Okay. All right then. Sammy, what do you think?
I can't wait to see this on TBS on a loop, like just during the summer for the rest of my life. This movie is fucking awesome in all the dumbest. And I want to mirror Martin on this because we talked about it afterwards where we both walked out like, that was fun. And pardon our language. Shit is retarded, man. It really is. There's no other way to describe it. But here's the thing about it. It's everything, you know, it's all paint by numbers with the added element that his leg is gone, which is kind of funny because it only comes into play for fun and for gags. Like, other times, he's fine. He's just the regular Rock. But then they go, let's add this bonus feature of a peg leg. And so it's like, okay, half the time it doesn't matter. Half the time he's still bulletproof. He'll get a shard in his arm, like duct tape shit. He's duct taping his body all the time. And then his leg, he even duct tapes his leg at one point. And I'm like, no, that doesn't matter. And I'm wondering where the amputee people are, like the representation people are at, because it doesn't fucking matter. It's just CG'd in. But then you guys talk about how dumb this gets. They do the whole smoke and mirror scene, the pearl, which that scene, that whole element is awesome. There's like a whole other almost sci-fi element to this movie. And then there's also like a small like homage to like Chinese Hong Kong kung fu movies at the end. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching this and I'm like, for me personally, I'm like, this can't get any fucking better. Like, The Rock, I wish I could spoil it, but there's a part where The Rock pulls out ancient weaponry out of nowhere.
Out of his ass.
Out of nowhere. And then
big ass.
And then the movie just continues like it didn't happen. Yeah. Imagine someone pulling out a trebuchet in a war film. Like, it doesn't fucking make sense, but you're just like, fuck it, that was awesome. And as dumb as everything was going, as much as it was predictable, it was like, yep, this shit is still awesome. And it breathed a little too long sometimes, but it didn't let you catch your breath too often near the end. Shit was just happening, and I didn't stop to say, you know what, I don't like this. It was more so like, this is dumb. This is really dumb. This is really dumb. But the whole time I was laughing and cheering, and the crowd was going wild, and people were gasping, and people were laughing at the people gasping.
Yeah,
and then you started laughing, and then I started laughing.
Yeah, me too.
And at the end of the day, it's like, okay, well, it's going to be 95 degrees this week. It's going to be 100 degrees in some places. Go to the matinee. Go catch this movie. You're going to come out like, that shit was everything I knew it was going to be. Maybe even a little bit better than expectations, and you're gone, and you're done. You killed a couple hours, and you're happy.
Okay. I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that.
I mean, everything. I mean, I don't feel the same way about it, but yeah, you made good points. He did remind me of something I learned in this movie that I think is important, is that Chinese duct tape is the strongest duct tape in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You can do things. You can become Spider-Man with that.
Oh, yeah. Duct tape subplots in this movie. That's how crazy
that is. Oh, yeah. Like, if The Rock had Chinese duct tape at the time he lost that leg, he could put it back on with it.
Right.
No, he didn't. Yeah. He had tape his real leg back on.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have made another leg out of Chinese duct tape. He actually put himself back together with duct tape.
Yeah. No,
and use it to climb on the side of a building. I was like, what?
Yeah. You know what? The only thing that would have made it better, if at the end it would have been a commercial.
Yeah, right? Duct tape. He practically does. He practically says there's nothing better than duct tape.
Yeah, he really does say it.
He probably does those commercials over there. We just don't see him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the duct tape guy in China.
They got him duct taped to a building.
Hey, it even holds me.
And I will say this. There is an opening fight scene with another guy who's almost equally as big as The Rock. No music being played. Some of those hits in that fight hit hard because the audience was like, ooh, ah, ooh. And I was even like that watching it. See, that opening fight scene.
It's funny because when I heard those fight scenes, some of those sound effects sounded fake to me.
Oh, didn't it? You know, yeah. It's all fake.
Yeah. I'm like, man, y'all go back to 1975. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Maybe because I grew up on the Power Rangers generation where that's what we know it sound like. Well,
good.
You know?
You saw some shit like the Power Rangers.
Exactly.
Power Rangers more realistic than this shit.
Yeah. And the building itself is a good character. I mean, you guys kind of glossed over a little bit, but the building itself is like video game setup. It's fucking awesome.
I said that. Yeah, I said the building's a character.
Oh, yeah. It really is, because that pearl is so fucking cool. That whole scenario in there. Like, they'll talk about it. They'll introduce it early on, and when they bring it back, it's pretty fucking awesome.
Well, very cool. Well, that's why I brought you guys up. You know, I wanted to get another opinion, and there you go. You know, the old crotchety Negroes here don't like it, but these kids here, it's a movie for the youth.
There's one part they should be ashamed of, and it's at the last minute of the movie where it is a shot-by-shot scene from Die Hard where I said, are you fucking kidding me?
Well, no, they're not. You got what you wanted.
There's no shame in that game.
Yeah, right. None at all.
If they heard you say that, be like, oh, right on. You got that. Right.
All right, guys.
I just think they're not trying to be Die Hard. They're trying to just be Skyscraper.
Man,
they're trying to be Skyscraper.
Skyscraper 2, Skyscrapier.
Exactly.
Talk to him.
I've seen Die Hard. I've watched it a couple times.
You feel like you
have. You have not seen Die Hard, if that's what you said.
It's not during Christmas.
Timmy, this is my part where I agree with them.
Brother, how can you look at this and
take
say this
stand.
Is not...
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
It's in
China. Movies about skyscrapers where terrorists attack and one long guy has to save the day. Not like Die Hard at all.
John McClane didn't have a peg leg.
Get the hell out of my goddamn studio.
There's a difference. You root more
I can't
for
believe
him.
He said this.
John McClane didn't have mixed kids.
Like everything was going well.
No, but this is his own thing, man. He's trying to be like Die Hard. I don't see it.
Well, at least the villain was American.
All according to plan.
Now I've heard everything.
You kill me. You kill me with
the skyscraper, right? Skyscraper trying to build an American.
Fuck, man. Okay, everything they just said, null and void.
Yes, erase it.
And you just took the rug from young Jake right here and just fuck you. He took you down with him, Jake.
You're going to be just fine. I promise you that.
No.
Tell me, how much do you love your family?
If we're gonna get out of here, you're gonna have to tell me the truth.
There's a reason they chose this building.
My family is the only thing that matters.